Last year, Michigan voters passed Prop 3, which enshrined abortion rights in the state constitution. But that doesn't guarantee access, and obstacles such as a 24-hour waiting period remain. Democrats want to repeal these restrictions, but as Michigan Radio's Kate Wells reports, the effort is in jeopardy.
Dr. Hallie Christman is an OBGYN at the University of Michigan, and she would like you to see if you can figure out the maze of forms her patients have to navigate to get an abortion in Michigan.
Use Google, try to figure out what you're supposed to print. See if you get it right. Because every day I see patients who have driven 5 hours for abortion care and they haven't gotten it right.
Here's how the forms work. You search for something like Michigan abortion consent forms, and on the state website that pops up, you're going to click on a link that says for patients. That link will take you to another page, and it has information on fetal development, abortion coercion, summaries of abortion procedures. You're going to have to sign a form saying that you have reviewed all of this, including the 19-page pamphlet on pregnancy and parenting. Finally, there's a link that says finish. And this is a crucial part of the process, so pay attention. Clicking finish will automatically generate a signature form with a date and timestamp of the exact minute that you clicked finish. You are going to need to print this form and bring it to your appointment. And the timestamp must be a full 24 hours before your appointment begins. Otherwise, under Michigan law, your appointment has to be canceled. But it cannot be more than 2 weeks before your appointment, or again, your appointment has to be canceled.
To have patients look at me and say, "Doctor, why are you stopping me from getting the care I need?" The answer is that Prop 3 made access to abortion care a right in Michigan, but these laws remain on the books.
Democratic Party leaders want to change that. They have introduced the Reproductive Health Act, which would repeal all the paperwork and the 24-hour waiting period, and it would also allow Medicaid to pay for abortions. Republicans oppose the legislation, but Democrats didn't need them. For the first time in decades, Democrats have the majorities in Michigan. And then, suddenly, they learned that they were short by just one vote. It's State Representative Karen Whitsitt, who is a Democrat.
What is an additional 24 hours to wait to be able to have a termination?
Whitsitt is okay with a mandatory waiting period because she has been there herself.
I've been raped. I've gone through the process of trying to make the hard decision. I did the 24-hour pause. I did all these things that everyone else is currently going through.
Whitsitt represents parts of Detroit and neighboring Dearborn. And she says her constituents do not want Medicaid, state tax dollars, paying for abortion.
People are saying, "I agree to safe and accessible. I agree to reproductive health, but I never agreed to pay for it."
Democrats don't have the numbers to pass this without Whitsitt, and they have launched a public pressure campaign to get her to change her mind before the end of the legislative session this year. In the meantime, Dr. Christman, the OBGYN from earlier, has a request.
I wish Representative Whitsitt could sit with me and tell a patient to their face, "No, we can't provide your abortion care today because you printed the wrong page on this 24-hour consent." Or, "No, mother of five trying to make ends meet and feed your kids, you can't use your Medicaid to pay for abortion care." Because I don't want to tell patients that anymore.
What is happening in Michigan shows how even when voters support abortion access, actually making abortions easier to access is a whole other fight. For NPR News, I'm Kate Wells in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
This story comes from NPR's partnership with Michigan Radio and KFF Health News.